Hello and welcome to Extra Time with the England B Team podcast, and in today's episode we'll be building our combined 11s for the home nations. If you didn't know that, that's England, Wales, Scotland and Northern Ireland.
Yes, we are deliberately not putting in the Republic of Ireland. Yes. I'm making sure of this because it's not a home nation. I saw one the other day and it said the British and his combined 11. I was like, you'd be very careful what you were saying there, mate.
We're careful here.
So the Republic of Ireland are not included in this.
But we are only allowed the maximum of 4 players from one nation.
Yeah.
And I think we have at least 2.
Yeah, it looks like it.
From each nation.
Yeah, so it's pretty balanced.
So who have we got in goal then?
First place, well, I think you've went a bit more modern than I have.
Yeah, that's the thing. So Gareth's gone more all-time. I've gone a bit more modern, but with one all-timer, which is,
I think for certain countries, I had to go a bit old-time because, like, okay, my goalkeeper's Pat Jennings. So Northern Irish people will know Pat Jennings very well. Legendary goalkeeper. Over 1,000 appearances. Played with Tottenham for a long time. 119 caps for Northern Ireland, which was not easy considering the fact that Northern Ireland didn't really qualify for anything. Pat Jennings is a great goalkeeper. Won the FA Cup with Tottenham and Arsenal.
Widely regarded.
Yeah. Scored a goal. And Charlie Sheen, 67, I think. Wow. Yeah. As a Northern Irish person, I can't not pick Pat Jennings.
Enough.
So, who have you got?
So, I surprisingly haven't gone with an English goalkeeper.
Well, that's not that surprising,
to
be honest.
Craig Gordon.
Sunderland legend.
I think, you know, I don't remember too much of him, but he was pretty solid back in the day in the Premier League. He's still playing now. He's 41.
Really?
Yeah.
Who's he playing for? Is he back in Scotland?
Was it Hibernian? I'm not sure.
Was it Hibs?
Craig Gordon, yeah.
I suppose when you think of...
Pretty reliable goalkeeper over the years. And
there has
Hearts, see that.
Okay. There isn't much to choose from, really, in goalkeepers.
No. But at right back, I did go for an Englishman. I went for Kyle Walker.
I remember Gary Neville.
Probably the best two right backs we've had from the last 20 years.
I would take Kyle Walker as well, though.
Yeah,
but
I've gone for Kyle Walker.
I think that's definitely got to be an English person, hasn't it? There's no standout. Like, Scotland had Alan Hutton, but let's be honest, Alan Hutton's not good ahead of
Wales. They've got Nico Williams now. I can't think who had that before.
I can't think of any renowned Welsh right backs, like, let's be honest. So, that was going to be English.
I think we agreed on centre back partnership.
Looks like it, yeah. Well, I've thrown in Johnny Evans because of his bit of a resurgence this year as well. Back in the United team, still bossing it for Northern Ireland. Yeah. Northern Ireland legend.
Resurgence is crazy. This season is crazy.
Yeah,
it is really
great.
Impressive.
Man, he's been alongside Varane in some games as well and looked comfortable now. I think he's 35, he's rocking.
And a lot of people said they really regret selling him at United.
They shouldn't have sold him. Yeah. They really shouldn't have sold him. He did great, he won the league with Leicester as well. No, superb player, massive fan of Johnny Evans, so he was an automatic choice for me. And then, who do you want?
John Terry,
there we are.
For me, probably the best English centre back I've seen.
I think arguably of all time.
Of course,
to be honest.
If you're going all time, it could have gone for Bobby Moore, but I don't have any knowledge on Bobby Moore.
It's a bit too far for me, even as well.
Other players as well we could have added, but. Yeah, Johnny Evans, John Terry.
We'll go with that. Happy enough.
Partnership.
Left back.
You have another Englishman here.
Yeah, like, to be honest, in any combined 11, if Ashley Cole can go into it, Ashley Cole goes into it. He's the best left back of all time.
I get it. But I added my second, and I only have 2 Scottish players.
You're token Scotsman.
Andy Robertson.
Getting Scottish people to this, no offence to Scottish people, but you guys are shite. It's so hard to think of Scottish players to get into this. Andy Robertson,
I think again, all time, it was a bit easier for Scottish players, maybe.
Maybe a wee bit. Yeah. Scotland have had some great players
like
of all time.
Forwards you could have had as well.
More in the front than midfield,
I'm for Andy Robertson, left back. Of course, he's been brilliant for Liverpool. Ashley Cole, if I could have selected 5 English players, I would, but I can only have 4. And I have 2 more to add.
It is hard to do this. Yeah. I'm curious if people at home do it as well, who they're going to get.
What formation have you gone?
4-3-3. 4-3-3,
okay.
Well, sort of. Like it's a bit...
4-2-4.
Yeah, it's a bit higgledy-piggledy.
Okay. I've gone 4-4-2, and it looks like we both have... So at left mid, I have Gareth Bale.
Yeah, Gareth Bale goes in for me as well.
Easy. For me, probably the best British player I've seen.
Yeah, I would say so as well. Definitely the best winger I've ever seen. Yeah, as a pure winger, one of my favourites. And achieved amazing things on the international stage with Wales. Pulled them to a World Cup on his own, pretty much.
Yep.
Superb. Yeah, Gareth Bale was an automatic choice for me, not a no-brainer.
And central midfielders?
What about Gaza?
Okay.
I could not leave Gaza out for me personally.
I went for Steven Gerrard as my English one.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. England have been spoiling that position as well.
That's the thing, I could have had Lampard, I could have Beckham in there as well.
Gerrard did do a job for England as well, to be fair to him. So on that level.
Probably the captain of his team as well, probably. Terry as well, but Gerrard. Gascoigne, I never really saw much of him. Also, you've kind of more been into, maybe if you weren't around to watch him, but also you kind of followed him a bit more as well.
I did, I'm a wee bit, I wasn't quite old enough to remember Gaza, but Like, I still know who he was. Yeah, I've watched a lot of videos of Gaza since then. And it's Gaza, man, you know.
And you have a bit of... It's your first real old-timer. Yeah. Pat Jennings.
Well, yeah, well, I went with Graeme Souness in midfield. I think an underrated player, he sort of gets overshadowed a bit by his punditry and his...
A lot of people do say he was just incredible, though.
Well, like, okay, people... I think he's most well known for hating Paul Pogba. But he's allowed to have an opinion on Paul Pogba because he was the Liverpool captain, what? Like, I was looking up his trophies here. 3 Champions Leagues or European Cups. 5 league titles, 3 English Super Cups, Scottish champion as well, that's Scottish incredible. League winner. Like, these are ridiculous stats. And he was captain in the midfield. He was a superb player. Yeah. Hard as nails, great control of the ball, ran all day. Graeme Souness was an automatic option for me.
Yeah, so I was also, because mine is a bit more from the last 20 years, I was considering Darren Fletcher, but I went for Aaron Ramsey in the end.
Yeah.
Because there was that point at Arsenal, he was... incredible, but also in Wales, he's been really, really
he
reliable.
Was good.
Really
and Darren reliable. Fletcher, I have a lot of respect for Darren Fletcher, but he's not, I don't know, you wouldn't say he's a technically gifted player, it's his attitude.
Yeah, probably, like, he played hundreds of games.
He's Fergie's secret weapon.
I think
Ramsey
probably reached a higher level. Maybe Fletcher won more, because he played for United, but Ramsey, he was incredible player on his day. And I probably think the right midfielder, probably the easiest player to put in the team, just because if you have to pick only a certain amount of players in one nation, and you can only have to have at least 2 from one nation, probably putting George Best in is very easy.
Yeah, I think Georgie Best kind of has to go in, doesn't he? I'm not sure,
so this is the one player outside of the last 20 years for me, but again, like, even though I haven't seen him play, it's kind of common knowledge of how good he was.
Yeah, and also, like, how many British players have won his one European Player of the Year? Not
true.
Many.
Yeah,
Michael Owen managed it as well, didn't he?
Beckham.
Did Gary Lineker manage it?
Sure,
I don't think many British players have managed European Player of the Year. George Best did. So on that level, and he did, you know, when United won the European Cup, until he was 26, he was the best. In his career took a bit of a nosedive after that, but no, so Georgie Best,
quite
automatic
easy one. For him.
I've got him in there as well,
And so we have 2 strikers then.
Yeah.
2 out-and-out strikers.
Who have you got?
I've
Give me
got
your first.
Wayne Rooney.
Yeah,
my
totally
English
get that.
Player. Probably totally the best that. English striker I've seen. He could have had Shearer, could have had Harry Kane.
Shearer never really did it for England for me, and no, Rooney, I would, if I was picking an English one, it would be Rooney, but
I'll say my second strike. I'm with Mark Hughes.
Great
maybe
player, to be
just
fair.
A little bit outside of my lifetime, but I've saw a bit more of him than Ian Rush, for example.
I was a huge fan of Hughesy, to be fair.
Yeah, great
big
at Chelsea.
Chelsea, yeah. United as well.
Super reliable. He scored some really big goals, especially in the FA Cup final.
Technically
run
brilliant player as well.
Yeah.
Like, play good football.
But he's apparently also proper, like,
strong,
scary, want to back you in a fight.
But, you know, Hughesy, he could play nowadays. He has that, he has a modern football brain. He was a wee bit ahead of his time in many ways.
Yeah.
Mark Hughes, he was a great player. That's a good shout,
and
a good combination up front. I can see them working.
Yeah, I think so too. Who have you got then?
Ian Rush, I went with as well. A lot of Liverpool lads in this team, but that Liverpool team in the 80s was, you know, the team, probably the greatest British team of all time, arguably for the longevity of it. Maybe Fergie's United would get close, but. You know, Liverpool in the 80s were incredible. So Ian Rush, kind of an automatic choice for me as well. And then with Kenny Dalglish, because I was trying to get a couple more Scots into the team.
Very nice.
Kenny Dalglish was a wonderful player. And I'd say most Scottish people would be open to him, but Kenny Dalglish is their greatest ever player.
Okay.
So, that's it. And I think I've managed a nice balance there. The temptation to put it all in his English players and just throw George Best in with them was hard, but the rules forbid it. So I made a balanced team.
That's
so
very balanced.
I think I've ended up with 2 Northern Irish. How many English have I got? 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, a couple of Scots, a couple of Welsh. Yeah.
Very nice.
Balanced.
Okay, so I'll do a quick recap. So home nation's combined 11. I've gone for Craig Gordon in goal. Carl Walker right back with centre backs of Johnny Evans and John Terry. Left back, the Scotsman Andy Robertson. Left midfield, Gareth Bale. Very easy choice. Centre midfield of Steven Gerrard and Aaron Ramsey. Right midfield, George Best, with 2 strikers of Wayne Rooney and the one and only Mark Hughes.
Superb team. To be fair, now that you read it out like that, it sounds good.
Yeah,
well, my all-time home nation's 11 is going to be Pat Jennings in goal, big Pat Jennings from Northern Ireland. Right back, Gary Neville. Centre-back partnership of Johnny Evans from Northern Ireland and JT from England. And at left back, Ashley Cole, automatic choice. For the midfield, on the right wing, we have Georgie Best. Easy. Centre midfield, we have Gaza and Graeme Souness from Scotland. And on the left, we have Gareth Bale. And up top, a partnership of the Welshman and the Scottish man, Ian Rush and Kenny Dalglish.
also very solid.
Yeah, you really like that Gascoigne, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that could win a tournament, I reckon.
Yeah, well, we're not talking about doing a home nation stuff.
No.
We'll never join together for that. Let's not open that can of worms.
No.
Great. I hope everyone else can write in. Let us know what their teams are.
Let us know what your team would be. But remember, only 4 players max from each nation.
Yeah, and you try to get, if you can, 2 from each nation as well.
Yeah.
Great. Superb. Let's do another one.
Ciao.